Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
This is the captain of your ship, Colin.
Knocking on wood.
Waterous, aqueous. Right, let's do this.
Yeah, let's do it.
Hello and welcome to Weird Tales and the Unexplainable. You're listening to me, my name's Beef, and I'm hosting this evening. Co-hosting, as always, when I'm hosting, will be... Say hello, Mr. Bob Shoy.
Hello, Mr. Bob Shoy.
Say hello, Mr. Adam Tits.
Hello.
Something like that.
Couldn't it?
Yeah. How are you boys doing? I feel like now we're only doing it twice a...
Once a fortnight.
Yeah. We don't see each other as often. I feel like more stuff happens in our lives, but it's not true.
It's no. Because this one we recorded two, and then we haven't seen each other for like two whole weeks.
Well, I've been to Sidmouth. Time.
Yeah, because we recorded two in a row, so we actually had like 2 weeks off instead of 1 week off.
Yeah.
So that's why it feels longer today.
I felt it last week when I was just like, oh, I haven't seen the guys for like ages.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially from when we used to record every week, which now seems crazy, but at the time it didn't.
It wasn't a problem.
No.
Now it would be a pain in the arse.
Yeah.
Tiss is moving his snare.
We all have to travel to record, so it's like, it's okay once a fortnight.
Yeah. Exactly.
Once a fortnight, I look forward to coming and recording as well.
Well, it's also, once a fortnight is okay, except for the fact that tonight Rachel rang me and Joel have been screaming for like half an hour. So I was like, ah, it's sod's law that it's the night that I'm not there. Not that I can do much to help
him.
Because
he hates the show.
Probably.
No weird tales.
Probably.
Because he doesn't have an iPhone to subscribe.
It's true. I don't know what age I would give him like a phone. Kids at school.
Worry, yeah.
Kids at school in year 7 have got all got like iPhone 7s.
Yeah.
I didn't have a phone until I was about 14. So, you guys, I can read your minds. You're thinking, what am I going to talk about this evening?
Yeah, I think I have an idea.
You have an idea?
I have an idea of what type of show it's going to be.
Okay.
But I don't know exactly.
Okay, cool. Well, I'm really hoping, because looking on the last few episodes, going probably back to the last Ghost Stories volume has been pretty solid.
Yeah, our last like episodes that we've all personally done have been really good eps.
Yeah, so I'm kind of hoping to keep that up. But as you guys know, I love... This isn't one of my brain episodes. But
oh, that's
love,
what I thought it was going to be.
And it kind of fits into it, I suppose, but it's... I love working out how the brain works and what it... You know, how do we think things and why do we think them and why do we believe certain things?
And
so,
what is the voice in our head? And
yeah.
Why do we think we think them?
Why do we think of thinking?
And why does the
our pain body thinking? Have anything to do with our days?
So today's episode is pain bodies. So what's today's topic, Beef?
Tonight we're going to talk about superstition.
Oh,
yeah. Interesting, right?
Yeah, I haven't thought about doing that before.
Because I love the idea of superstition.
Yeah.
Like when I see someone, touch wood, I'm like, ooh, why? Like, why do people believe that? Why do they think that? And curses and stuff like that. It just really interests me why people would believe in something that's superstitious.
Very superstitious.
I was just going to rely solely on Mr. Wonder. He's not dead, is he?
No, Becca saw him live like last year.
Really?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
She was working at one of his gigs. Oh, yeah, she got it. It's queued up.
He didn't see her.
Oh. I was like, was it good? She was like... Oh. I said, was it good? And she was like, I didn't really know any of his songs.
Fuck.
And I was like, come on,
what?
They kept singing song after song. I was like, did he play this? And singing it. And she was like, yeah, I think so.
I was like, why would she go see you?
He's like, it's wasted on you. And she was like, I had a headache.
What?
I was like, did he play Sir Duke? Come on.
It's a classic. They're all classics. It's a bit of Stevie.
Sir Duke, Superstition. It's fucking loads of good.
Doesn't he also do Happy Birthday to you?
Yeah.
And... Isn't she lovely?
Yeah.
Isn't she wonderful?
Yeah.
There's so many. Like, do when like you see him live, every song he plays, I'm like, I know this one. Yeah. I know this one.
Yeah. He's like Bowie. When Bowie, I forgot how many amazing songs Bowie did.
Yeah, yeah.
When he died and they played them all on the radio every week.
Yeah.
I was like, oh yeah, I forgot about that.
Mm.
So.
And his new EP was amazing.
There we go.
There we go. Bit of Stevie to get us into it. But what I thought I'd do... I wasn't going to make this a game, but why not? Let's make it a game.
Yeah, why not? Is it real or rubs?
It's not real or rubs.
Is it coin in the pudding?
Coin in the pudding.
Coin in the pudding is any game where we have to pull something out of something.
Yeah.
yeah, it's coin in the pudding.
No, it's kind of... basically, I want you guys to reel off all the superstitions that you know of.
Okay.
In turn. And
this is when your mind goes completely.
It's
going
to be the first person to fall.
I'll put it underneath us. Yeah. Or we're thinking.
What's that? That what?
He wants me to put a very superstition by.
Oh right.
Underneath.
It's like the sort of countdown music.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not the countdown bit.
So I think I'm not going to take any points. This will be like QI. You won't really have a clue how the points are being.
I've never seen QI. So I really won't have a clue.
Okay. No, we go back and forth and name superstitions until you can't think of any more. And if you think of one I haven't put down,
yeah.
By the way, I've put down quite a lot.
Yeah,
that would be some.
Is this like
some,
anything like
some
old wives' tales and stuff as well?
Yeah, pretty
okay,
much.
Okay, sure.
So who wants to go first?
Oh god, I'm going to draw a complete blank on this.
Okay.
Tish, you had the easiest.
Oh, job. Okay. There's a superstition about crossing on the stairs.
Yeah. And I don't have that one. Already don't have
that's
that one.
That's my dad's superstition.
Crossing on the stairs. So that's okay. I'll count your points and whatever.
When you spill salt and you chuck it over your shoulder.
Yeah, I have got that one.
No,
now, I'm afraid.
Fuck, you know.
Sorry.
Eating cheese before bed.
What do you mean?
Gives you nightmares.
Do you mean it gives you nightmares?
Yeah.
Superstition,
huh?
Superstitious.
I guess that is superstitious. And I don't have it.
You're nailing this game.
I'm like. Thinking of all the obvious ones that are definitely on it, though.
This is like Family Fortunes. Wait, no, it's the opposite of Family Fortunes.
Black Hat.
What's the one we play? The one where you can't name the same thing as anyone else, otherwise you don't get it.
Scattergrees.
Scattergrees. I was playing that the other day.
Scattergrees.
Family Fortunes.
It's opposite.
Black cat crossing your path.
Yeah, I've got that. But yes.
Oh, sorry.
Tips. Black dog licking your balls. No.
It's not on the list.
It's not on the list.
I'm superstitious about it.
A black dog licking your balls. Any other colour dog is fine.
Licking your cockpit.
Well, no, what the superstition is though. Is it bad luck? Good luck? What?
It's good
just
luck.
A bit weird, isn't it?
Well, it is a little bit, yeah.
I don't know any other superstitions.
Oh, that's so
three bad. Drains?
That's what I was going to say. Three drains. Lids is always going on about that.
Okay, well, I'm going to give Bob the point because he said it and I don't have it.
You don't have that?
I don't have that.
Three drains is the first one I thought.
Right. So I guess it's back to you, Tissy.
Okay.
You got to do two in a row.
Got to do two in a row.
Yep.
A black dog licking the balls doesn't count.
That doesn't count, and you're not getting a point for it. God, there's loads.
Look, I know.
Left and right before you cross the road.
That's
just
not
the rules of the road.
Superstitious.
Superstitious.
Very superstitious. Okay.
Nah, go on. I've drawn blank.
Well, let's see if you can equalise it or at least call out another one, Bob.
I wasn't thinking. I don't have one. Something about spilt milk. That's just a saying.
Crying over spilt milk.
Yeah, that's just a saying. It's not a superstition. Oh my god, I know so many as well.
You admit defeat?
No, not because I know as soon as you say them, I'm going to be like, oh yeah, my grandma says that. It'll be all the ones my grandma says.
Okay. Should we leave it there? I've got loads. I thought you guys would...
I've got all the ones you don't have.
What, black dog, licking balls. Yeah, I've got it, I put it in. Walking under a ladder.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, what about... oh, no, I said three trays.
What about three trays? Breaking a mirror.
Oh, yeah, 7 years bad luck.
Yeah. Lucky rabbit's foot.
Yeah. My grandma used to have a lucky rabbit's foot.
Did she?
Yeah.
What was it like? What, like an ornament type thing?
It was like a brooch.
Really?
Yeah.
Did it work for her?
Still married to my granddad.
Oh, that is lucky.
Yeah, that's what I mean, yeah.
Crossing your fingers. People do that as like a lucky thing.
Crossing your fingers.
Yeah, like hope. I can't, by the way, I can't cross my fingers without
No. I can't. Wait, can you curl your tongue?
Oh, no, I can. No, I can.
Can you curl your tongue?
You just had to put your finger on.
No, I didn't. I can't.
Can you curl your tongue?
So struggling to do it.
Yeah.
But don't you just push it up on your lips?
Is that another one?
Curling your tongue. Friday the 13th, considered unlucky.
Yeah, for some.
Unlucky for some.
Yeah, unlucky for some.
This one I didn't know about.
Unlucky for some.
Anything's unlucky for some. Like me walking out that door.
Black dog licking your balls.
Unlucky for this. That would be unlucky for some. Some people might love a black dog licking their balls. Why a black dog? Any other colour dog?
I feel like we can't cut it because we've referenced it so much. We can't the original. They're like, what are you talking about?
Talking about black dog.
Yeah, it's like I've not mentioned it once, and you guys are just going on about it. Like, oh, weird.
This is one I wasn't aware of until I spoke to some older colleagues of mine, and they're like, "Oh yeah, that makes having itchy palms."
Right.
Is supposed to be like good luck.
Oh,
Or like something fortunate happening to you.
Your ears are burning.
It's fucking annoying, though, isn't it?
Ears burning.
Someone's talking about you.
Yeah.
Ah, what about like when someone gets out of bed really early? You go, "What are you doing? Shit the bed."
That's just the saying.
So is the ears burning.
What?
Ears burning. Ears burning is something, isn't it?
Yeah. Does it actually happen though, or is it just a saying? Because I didn't actually shit the
bed.
No,
if you get hot ears, if you ever get just like hot ears for no reason, my ears are really hot, and someone says someone's talking about you.
Right.
Which is why you say my ears are burning.
I used to believe
my
that.
Ears are burning comes from the superstition.
My nan used to say that about me. She's like, "Oh,
yeah." So does my grandma.
Think I've got an earache. She's like, "No, someone's talking about you."
I think my grandma's quite superstitious, though.
Really?
Yeah. I think she has like Romany heritage, like Romany traveling heritage, and they're quite superstitious.
Yeah.
Like years back. It's not like my great grandma's a gypsy.
Yeah.
Can you pass my beer, please?
Yeah.
It's a big thing.
Got to
drive, so I'm necking through it.
Slamming it. What else have I got? Hanging a horseshoe on your door.
Oh, yeah.
Supposed to be good luck.
Would it count in Judaism? They put like a little thing. I can't remember what it's called because I Googled it because I go to so many houses in London and they've basically got these things, like these little wooden boards they put outside every door.
Right.
And I Googled it and it means... it means you put this at the entrance to any place that you live.
Oh, right.
It's like God's door or something.
Oh, okay. I'm not aware of that.
Because that's like, what did you just say? Something about a door?
Hanging a horseshoe over your door.
Yeah, would that not be the same?
It has to be the right way up.
A religious
like you can't hang it. It's got to be...
That's a religious superstition, isn't it? Would you say blaspheming is a religious superstition? Like, don't say God's name in vain. Is that superstitious?
Or
is that
no, like, it's just... Sort of? It's just...
Do you ever say hell? Heck.
Okay, I say hell.
Do you say God?
I say God, yeah.
God.
Do you say, oh, hell?
See, I'd say that's a superstition then, because that means...
That's more of an American thing, though, isn't it? That's like a swear word in America.
They blur it out, didn't they? Yeah. Beep it out, hell. Yeah. Hell and heck and...
Heck, no, heck is the polite way to say hell. You're allowed to say heck.
Is it really?
Yeah, say hell.
Say hell.
but God and Jesus.
To us, that's nothing. That's but then they say wanker left, right, and centre.
Yeah. Bart swears, and he's just like...
hell yes.
Hell yes. Yeah, it's like, to us, we're just like,
hell, 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 hell.
So, what did you children learn about today?
Hell.
Hell. Well, that's what we learned about. As sure as hell can't tell you we learned about hell unless I say hell, can I?
The lad has a point.
Hell, yes.
Bart?
Hell, 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 hell.
Bart, you're no longer in Sunday school. Don't swear.
In England, that'd be like...
isn't that just, like, Surely that's not everywhere you go that's considered a curse word. Surely
maybe
that's like...
more in like more religious states.
But yeah. UK isn't.
Well, you can say hell as much as you want. Probably might offend some people, but...
You can say it whenever the hell you like.
Yeah, fuck them. I can say whenever I want to.
You can.
But I have to bleep it, because some people get offended by that.
Why?
Just say it as many times as you want right now, and then you won't have to say it again. opening an umbrella inside.
Yeah.
That's bad.
Why
note.
Would you do that, though?
To cause bad luck?
In the shower.
if you don't
want
to get
if
wet.
You don't, if you're in the shower, but you don't want to get washed.
Yeah.
Knocking on wood, I mentioned
yeah,
at the
start. Yeah,
we
did that. Oh, is that what
I did
at the beginning?
And, yeah.
Oh, we still didn't get it.
Oh, I got that. Knocking I thought that wood. Was taken, though, because you did it.
No, you could have said it.
Oh, fuck off.
So aggressive.
Could have said it.
Yeah, knock on wood.
He's right, you could have said it.
You could have said that we could have said it.
Have you ever seen someone, or do either of you guys knock on wood? When you say something, knock on wood.
I see people do it all the time.
Or you go touch wood.
I say touch wood and touch anything next to me.
People touch their head, don't they?
I touch any, yeah, it's a joke. But I just touch anything, because I'm like, touch wood. The saying doesn't mean anything to me, so.
Yeah, it's just like a habit or something, isn't it? So I mean, it's habitual things that we do.
Yeah.
And really...
whether you believe it or not, sometimes like the drain thing, I don't believe in superstition, but sometimes I'll be like, ooh,
I always
and
do
I'll
it.
Do it. Yeah.
Always do it. I never used to do it. Liz does it all the time, and she'll drag me off them, and now I've started doing it.
Sometimes I push Becca onto them because I know she doesn't like it.
Amazing.
Arsehole. What about the cracks? Standing on cracks in the
pavement? Oh, yeah, cracks. That's like my like schoolboys messing around.
That's more of an OCD thing, isn't it? Because sometimes I like to like hop.
Do you sometimes try
square?
And plan your pacing so you're standing
exactly.
in between? Yeah, I do.
Always.
I think everyone does that.
Always.
You plan like the pace of your walks.
I think it's because it feels tidy when you walk like
but
that.
Then
it feels
when they
really tidy.
Get too close or too far away, oh, fuck this.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because you're just like, they're not a little bit where I'm going to step.
It's like, come
anyway.
On, I was meeting you halfway and now you just fucked up the
it
system.
Makes you look like a dick if you're just like.
yeah, I'm not like spinning around walking up like a buzzard.
I must admit, though I was thinking about standing on the cracks today. Because I realised what I was doing. Like, so there's a little corridor bit outside that goes from one part of the school to where my office is. And there's three like huge concrete slabs between this door, but they're massive, between the doors. And I've noticed that I can comfortably fit three steps in each slab.
Yeah, once you start doing it, you do it for
and it's just something I keep doing. So if I do it by accident, I'm like, oh, I've got four in that one, then that's, you know. But it's not like an, I guess it's like, I don't know, it just feels nice. It's like,
yeah.
It's a satisfaction, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know why. It's sad.
Gets you through the day, doesn't it?
Get a life, mate.
Gets you through the day. Tossing salt over your shoulder, you said.
One.
You did. Blessing a sneeze.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, what is that about?
We'll come on to that later. Finding a four-leaf clover.
What's that?
Finding a four-leaf clover.
Oh, like the seven-leaf clover, like the greatest Futurama episode ever.
Yeah,
fuck it, that's probably my favourite episode ever.
Do you think?
Really?
I love it. I know a lot of people like the dog one more, but for me it's the seven-leaf clover.
No, I was going to say that actually. The dog's well similar because it's back and forth.
Yeah.
I'd say the dog one.
Yeah. Really, yeah. So normally people go for one or the other of them as like the best.
Pulls on your heartstring, that dog one.
Yeah, they both do.
Crying.
Because when you see the flashback to him and his brother at the end, it's like, yeah, it's the same thing for me, yeah.
It's such a good episode.
Go watch Futurama.
Yeah.
Wishing upon a star.
Yeah.
Throwing a coin in a fountain for luck.
Oh, yeah.
What about blowing the birthday candles out?
I was just
not telling anyone the win.
Putting, not just that, but putting candles on a cake to begin with is considered... Like, good luck.
What about pulling a wishbone?
Yeah, I had wishbone.
Yeah. Did you ever watch Wishbone, the one about the dog went travel three times?
Right.
What?
Wishbone.
What's
this? He had such a weird voice for a dog.
It was like a Nickelodeon show about a dog that like travelled through time. It was a bit like Quantum Leap, but it was about a dog.
Oh, right.
Come and like solve all the problems in a town and then move on. Keep wandering.
Seeing if you're the groom, seeing the bride on the wedding day before you get married, carrying the bride over the threshold. I didn't realise it's a superstitious thing.
Yeah. My stepdad did that to my mum.
What, carried her over the threshold?
Yeah.
What about something blue, something borrowed, something?
Oh, that yeah, is one. That's a good one.
And I don't have it.
That's a good one.
That is that's
a good
an American one, isn't it?
No. That's anyone.
Did you do it?
We didn't do it. No. Exactly.
My mum did it.
All right. Oh, there you go. Come with me.
I was there.
Bone shoes on the table.
Oh, yeah. New shoes, though.
What about elbows on the table?
No, that's just rude.
That's just politeness, isn't it?
Is it? I'll do it. What, wearing a hat at dinner?
Have you ever actually sat in a meal?
Putting your hat on the bed, apparently, is because like, the ancients used to believe that your spirit was like, in your hair. So that if you put your hat on and then put the hat on the bed,
your spirit would go to sleep.
Have you ever actually had a meal without your elbows on the table?
Yeah, I mean,
it's probably so uncomfortable.
Without them on the table.
Yeah, I don't know. Really, what else am I going to put? When people say elbows on the table, I'm like, what the fuck do I do with these like big limbs? I never thought of my limbs in general. Like, when I'm in bed, like, fuck can I put my arms?
Well, because you've got like, otherwise you've got the table digging into there, yeah, haven't you? Halfway down like your forearm, it's really uncomfortable. I often feel like that. I feel like if I could, I feel like sometimes I'd be more comfortable in bed in like a straight jacket. Like,
if
put
I could
my arms
take my
up
arms
somewhere,
off
like
before I went to sleep, I'd love it. Because yeah, they're always in the way. If I try and get in a comfortable position, I'm like, my arm's going to go dead now.
Okay, I feel like we need to get back on track. So
stop playing with these.
But getting back on track, we need to have a good old game. Coin we can call pudding. It. I don't know whether to call it Coin in the Pudding and use the coin or pudding.
Have you got
jingle.
A name?
Coin in the Box.
No.
Coin in the Tub. Coin in the Tub. Let's no, play a game.
If it's just picking tub. Stuff out of the thing, it's Coin in the Pudding.
This is Coin in the Pudding.
Get the jingles out. They're in the box next to
it. Oh,
it's the Weird Tales box. They're in there somewhere. They've got them in.
Look at this shitty old interface now.
Compared to that box. Sorry, I mean, it was a classic interface. Here we go.
Give it a jingle.
Okay.
Coin in the Pudding.
Oh.
So it's a little take on Coin in the Pudding. Basically, these superstitions are great, and I enjoy thinking about them.
I'm not even going to explain Coin in the Pudding for new listeners, but...
Right.
Carry on.
I enjoy thinking about superstitions and looking at the different varieties, but the one question in my mind is, how do these superstitions come about?
Okay. So he's like a proper game show host right now.
In here are 9 superstitions.
Okay.
So 3 each. And
he's playing as well.
All right. It's like...
and it would just be a different origin for one of the most common superstitions. So these, I think, 9 of the most common ones.
Okay.
And it just gives you a background, a bit of history as to why it is. So, Tis, do you want to pick first? This is just because I can't be bothered to sit and read them all off show videos. It takes ages.
Yeah, it's fun. This is good. Come on, Tis.
Walking under a leaning ladder. This superstition really does originate. Really does. Like, as if we had one before.
We were questioning. We were arguing about that, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, it really does originate 5,000 years ago in ancient Egypt. A ladder leaning against a wall forms a triangle, and the Egyptians regarded this shape as sacred.
Like the pyramids.
Exhibited, for example, by their pyramids.
Jumped the gun on that, didn't I?
To them, triangles represented the trinity of the gods, and to pass through a triangle was to desecrate them. This belief wended.
Oh, I just copied and pasted, mate.
This belief ended its way up through the ages. Oh, wended. Wounded.
Wounded.
Wound its way up through the ages. Maybe wended is a word none of us know.
Could have been wended.
Winded its way. Say winded.
Centuries.
Wound, isn't it?
Wound, yeah.
Wound its way. Centuries later, followers of Jesus Christ usurped the superstition, interpreting it in light of Christ's death. Pinati explained, because a ladder had rested against the crucifix, it became a symbol of wickedness, betrayal, and death. Walking under the ladder courted misfortune. In England in the 1600s, criminals were forced to walk under a ladder on their way to the gallows.
Oh, add insult to injury. Like, it's not unlucky enough that you're in the gallows.
You're going to get unlucky. You're going to have a shit death.
Yeah. Yeah. That's insane.
Rope's going to snap.
Am I the only one? Like, I feel like no one's ever explained
just, because
why...
there was a ladder leaning up against the crucifix.
Yeah. It would have been, I guess... so his Jesus' feet would have been like 8 foot in the air.
Yeah.
So yes. Yeah, so
but that doesn't make a ladder bad. There might have been a blade of grass against the bottom of the crucifix as well. Grass is bad. Yeah. Touch the crucifix.
But if that came, if that was something that passed down from ancient Egyptians as well, then that could have been quite plausible. But yeah. I feel like when you hear these ideas, it helps. And because I find superstitions crazy. I don't know where they come from. So hopefully this could be exciting for all of us.
Am I going next?
You'll go, yeah.
Some interesting facts about hanging, actually.
Go on.
Apparently, if the rope snaps 3 times, you get let off.
Oh, really? It's like God's will.
Yeah. And it's quite common for the rope to snap back in the day.
Yeah, but not three times.
Not 3 times.
I wonder how many people ever got left from that.
But and also, if you survived it 3 times, you would not be very well. Oh, you would be like almost dying.
So happy to be alive.
Your neck would be about a foot longer.
Yeah. Right, knocking on wood. Sweet. Though historians say this may be one of the most prevalent superstitious customs in the United States, its origin is very much in doubt. Some attribute it to the ancient religious rite of touching a crucifix when taking an oath, Goldsmith wrote. Alternatively, among the ignorant peasants of Europe, it may have had its beginning in the habit of knocking loudly to keep out evil spirits.
The ignorant peasants of Europe. Who wrote that? Fucking
Goldsmith.
Farage.
Ignorant peasants of Europe.
Oh,
you see when he went, you know when he put that thing on the side of the bus and it was like, we're going to get this much money that we spent on the NHS. And then when it didn't happen, he was like, oh, I never said that.
I never said that.
Yeah, do you see Pete Serafinowicz's tweet after that? No. He retweeted it and he went, don't worry, Nigel, we've all done it. Just a simple slip of the bus.
That's great.
Fuck, it's always in my head, that fucking slip of the bus thing.
Oh, man.
I found that fucking amazing. Literally, straight after Brexit, let's go to Farage, the winner, and see what he says. So, Farage, are you going to give all this money to the NHS? I didn't say that. I was like, what?
Yeah.
We just voted.
Yes, I would, Ken.
Yes, I would, Ken.
Right, can you tell us about another one?
Beef for beefy.
You know, you said I don't know what to call this episode.
Yeah.
Can I just give a crazy suggestion? Yeah, superstitions.
Well, yeah, but we
touch
kind
wood,
of.
Touch wood, it'll be a good name.
Hopefully, it will come on to some of the stuff.
Next part, okay.
Yeah. So, anyway. Oh, with the touching wood as well.
Yeah.
People would also say they would, like, some people would knock on it, like, there was a tree that people would knock on.
Right.
And it would be a way of protecting themselves. I know it says about evil spirits there. So what's this one? If you spill salt, throw it over your left shoulder.
Oh, I didn't know which one it had to be.
To prevent bad luck. Spilling salt has been considered unlucky for thousands of years. Around 3500 BC, the ancient Sumerians first took to nullifying the bad luck of spilled salt by throwing a pinch of it over their left shoulders. This ritual spread to the Egyptians, the Assyrians, and later the Greeks. So... But I don't know why you would think that, but...
Yeah. And why the left, not the
maybe because
right?
Salt preserves and it's like a preserver.
But why
and
the left, not the right?
Maybe the devil sits on your right shoulder and angel on the left.
Oh, maybe. Take this, angel.
Some salt. Right, okay, cool. Tis, do you want to pick another one?
Sweet.
But you're the thickest one. Like, it doubled in size.
God bless. This is the one that I was worried about earlier.
Okay.
Or I'm curious.
You was worried about?
No, I was just...
You're wondering about it.
Oh, yeah, sneeze. God bless a sneeze.
In most English-speaking countries, it is polite to respond to another person's sneeze by saying, God bless you. Though incantations of good luck have accompanied sneezes across the disparate cultures for thousands of years, all largely tied to the belief that sneezes expelled evil spirits. They do, probably. Our particular custom began in the 6th century AD by explicit order of Pope Gregory the Great. Mouthful. A terrible pestilence was spreading through Italy. The first symptom was severe chronic sneezing, and this is often quickly followed by death. Pope Gregory urged the healthy to pray for the sick and ordered the light-hearted responses to the sneezes, such as may you enjoy good health, be replaced by the more urgent God bless you. If a person sneezed when alone, the Pope recommended that they say a prayer for themselves in the form of God help me. That's amazing. If you're on your own, you have to pray still. Can't rely
bless
on that.
Pray for yourself.
Yeah.
Do you guys do that when... We all do that, don't we? We all bless, like, bless you.
No.
To yourself?
No, to other people when they sneeze, yeah.
Sometimes.
Never.
Depending on who it is, right? What's like the cutoff? If it's like a sneezer on a, if it's a sneezer, if it's a stranger on a bus or something,
yeah, I wouldn't do it. No,
like, screw you.
I find it super awkward.
What if someone doesn't see it?
Both. I'm just like, thanks. Like, I didn't want you to.
It is weird, isn't it? Really, like, to think how old it was and why would they?
It's like
do
I have to thank.
Oh, I've got a doubler now. I've got a thick one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, some of them are thickies.
Number 13 is unlucky.
Ah, it's lucky for me.
Is it? Why's that?
It's my lucky number.
Oh, because it's just trying to be different.
Just because you
my
said
my dad's
it.
Birthday is on the 13th.
All right. Is that actually?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. And his lucky number's 13.
What's your lucky number, actually?
13.
No, what's yours? Have you got one?
No. Do you?
Yeah.
What is it?
6.
Why?
This is really stupid. Oh. When I was in primary school, I was queuing up. You know, you need to queue up your work to get it marked.
Yeah.
Queuing up. And someone said to me, I always remember this is such a weird, vivid memory for a 6-year-old. Clue, this is why it's lucky number 6. They said, what's your lucky number in the queue? And I said, well, what do you mean a lucky number? Obviously, I was like, I had an attitude problem already. And they said, what's your lucky number? I was like, I don't know, 6, because I'm 6. And next year, my lucky number will be 7, because I'll be 7. And then I always forgot that I ever said that until when I got older. And I was like, yeah, my lucky number's 6, because that's what I said when I was a kid.
There you go.
That's a good story, isn't it? Anyway,
that's such a like anticlimax. I thought you were going to explain like
no, that's it.
You kicked a ball and you scored a goal or something.
I like, never kicked a ball and scored a goal. You ever seen me play football?
That's why it'd be lucky.
Defense. Okay, number 13 is unlucky though.
Yeah,
fear of the number 13, known as, I've got to try and pronounce this, Triskaidekaphobia, has its origins in Norse mythology. In a well-known tale, 12 gods were invited to dine at Valhalla, a magnificent banquet hall in Asgard, the city of the gods. Loki, the god of strife and evil, crashed the party, raising the number of attendees to 13. The other gods tried to kick Loki out, and in the struggle that ensued, Balder, the favourite among them, was killed. Scandinavian avoidance of 13-member dinner parties and dislike of the number 13 itself spread south to the rest of Europe. It was reinforced in the Christian era by the story of the Last Supper, at which Judas, the disciple who betrayed Jesus, was the 13th guest at the table.
There you go.
Hmm.
And that's why, do you know, like, some hotel don't have room 13, some buildings won't have
most,
13th
most
floor.
Most houses don't have a number 13, most roads. And I worked for men, like, 3 years building care homes and hotels. And every single one of them I worked on didn't have a number 13 on any floor.
Really?
So, like, floor, you know, how hotel rooms is like 204, 208. They never had a 213.
Would you say that for when you were a plasterer, would you say that pretty much every house you did, there would be no number 13?
I've never done a 13.
Really?
Yeah.
What about you, Tis?
I feel like I have, but I just don't remember.
But the plot numbers, when they actually put the actual house numbers on. Because no one wants to buy number 13. The value of a house with the number 13 on it, they can like put people off buying it.
Really?
So they don't bother doing it.
Buy it.
I used to live at 11 Dove Street, opposite where you used to live.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
And as a kid, I used to walk past next door. So obviously it should be 11 and then 13, 15. It would jump to 15.
Yeah.
And as a kid, I'd be like, why is it? Why? And it used to really bother
me. Isn't it? I wouldn't give a fuck by number 13.
And then when someone else moved in, they changed it to 13.
Oh,
so they must have been like balls to that.
So there's no number 15?
No. It was like messed up the whole street. Everyone was really cross.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
No one cared when there was no 13.
Yeah. Yeah. But don't
Alex
you find
Ferguson
that
never
like,
had a player number 13 for his team.
Who?
Alex Ferguson.
Did he not?
Never had someone play for his team with number 13.
Also, there's something like, when it's Friday the 13th, something like a third less cars on the road because people refuse to go out and drive.
Really?
What? Fucking hell.
But then they use that and they say, yeah, but statistically there's less accidents on the Friday. Yeah, it's like, yeah, because there's less cars.
My
so
stepdad was born on a Friday the 13th.
Was he?
Yeah.
Is he unlucky?
I don't know, he's got an unfortunate nose.
Does he?
My dad's birthday every so many years is on Friday. He's got a big nose, though.
Well, that's because he got kicked in the nose when he was training for his farrier ship, but that's unlucky, isn't it?
He's training for what?
His farrier ship, assuring horses, he got kicked in the nose by a horse, and that's why he's got like a lump on his nose.
I guess it's kind of lucky, but also horses are like that, aren't
they? Yeah.
Everyone gets kicked in the horse in some respects.
Oh, kicked in a bloody horse.
Do you guys get worried about 13?
No. Does it bother you? I've flown on Friday the 13th loads of times.
Doesn't bother me.
It's my lucky. I only fly on Friday the 13th.
I actively enjoy the number 13. So.
I'd need evidence. I need something to be shown to me, and they will never have evidence for it.
I've never found anything to be bad on Friday.
They will never have evidence for it. Sounds like a challenge.
I've never had a bad Friday the 13th, I don't think, ever. I've always been like, oh yeah, Friday the 13th. Well, I've never been like, oh, fucking hell, watch out. But I just sort of thought, oh, I'll be conscious about what happens today, and it's just a normal day. Every time.
Do you ever have those days where you're like, this is one of the worst days ever?
Never a Friday the 13th day, but I do have days like that.
I've got like a few days where I can think back to and I'm like, I remember actually saying at the time to Rebecca, like, this is one of the worst days of my life. This is a really terrible day.
Yeah.
And like three in the last year where I've been like, this is one of the worst days ever. And if one of them had been on a Friday the 13th, I might have been like, Friday the 13th, like, that explains everything. This is one of the worst days ever. But none of them have.
Never
have. One of them was recent. The day I moved was on the worst days ever.
Yeah.
Because I had to move house and I crashed my van and it got written off. I had like mattress at the side of the road, didn't know what to do with it.
Right.
I didn't even want to be moving where I was moving anyway. Like everything about it was just like a bad day and it just sucked and I was so down.
I guess the most recent one for me was when Joel had a tummy bug and Rachel and I both had food poisoning at the same time.
Oh, God.
You know when we recorded Rasputin?
Mm.
I went home that night and both of us had massive food, like bad food poisoning.
Yeah.
Good job, was it?
Good job you had two toilets in your house.
Oh, mate, it was the worst. I don't remember thinking this is the worst day of my life, but I remember laying there just thinking, this is the worst timing. This is terrible.
That was the same day I moved.
Was it?
Oh, no, it was the day before.
It was just before, wasn't it?
Yeah, the day before.
Yeah.
Do you ever think that, like, are those the worst days of your life, or is it that particular Bob...
We're going with this somewhere.
No, do you think that is the worst day?
Or you're smoking too much.
Do you think that when you're a kid, you have bad days, but they're never quite as bad as when you have bad days when you're an adult?
You've got more responsibilities. You've got more things to go back.
Yeah.
One of my worst bad days was the day I flew to Japan.
Yeah, because
I was stuck in Istanbul. Yeah, yeah. I was stuck in Istanbul. I hadn't eaten for 24 hours. I had nowhere to sleep. I had no money.
Yeah.
Like, that was one of the... I always remember that as, like, that was one of the worst days.
Yeah.
Ever.
I think it depends on like what happens to you and how you feel. So like when I got stuck in Johannesburg, even then I was just thinking, huh, well, this is something I'm going to have to just deal with. And I don't know. I think at the time I remember just thinking, particularly when I couldn't leave the hotel and I had to just eat like loads of crisps from a vending machine because I was so hungry and they wouldn't let me go out. I was like, this is pretty bad.
I find it worse. Like that situation scares the fuck out of me because like not only have you got to wait, which is fine. I can wait places for ages. But when you're waiting in a situation where there's loads of people around you who are getting really, like aggy, you don't get anyone more aggy than what they are
at
an airport or an airplane where everyone just forgets
kick off
social niceties and it's just like, I want to, you know, everyone just becomes really selfish at an airport, I think. Do you know what I think? Like when they call your thing out, everyone gets up to queue to get into the plane first.
I see what you mean.
Fuck everyone else. Like, we'll jump the queue, we'll walk straight to the front. So when you're waiting in a situation where people... The longer you wait, the more their entitlement goes up. So when something does happen, they're just like, well, I want to be the first. Because they've been waiting for so long, whereas everyone's been waiting so long.
The
so
worst feeling... what I find more of a... not a worst feeling, but like what I don't really enjoy is when I'm at an airport. There have been a few times I've been at a really strange airport that I don't feel familiar with, and I'm there because of a missed flight or some kind of cock up or something. And I'm waiting and waiting and waiting for hours and hours, and you see everyone else around you being on time and getting on with, you know, it makes me feel really lonely. So there have been times where I've been at an airport for like 12 hours or something, just waiting in this lounge, just walking around and around, just like, God, when can I leave? And everyone else is going off, and like, that feeling of loneliness. Just remember, that's horrible. It happened to me in, I got stuck in the UAE for like a day.
Yeah.
And I had no money.
That's what always, which is, always sucks, because you never
Which is
money.
Why, I think this is why, this is like really, this makes me feel quite sad. But you know when I talk about that airport having the really long toilet? That was like miles away from everyone. I think that's because I liked that bit of solitude away from everyone else. So I just sat in there. I wasn't on the toilet. I just sat in there reading a book for hours because I was like, I need to get some space, get away from.
And you can shit whenever you want.
It was pretty good.
Leave your trousers down.
What, just my bare ass on the floor? Yeah. No. No, fully clothed. Oh man, should we crack on?
Yeah, we really should.
Black cats crossing your path. Many cultures agree that black cats are powerful omens, but do they signify good or evil? Ancient Egyptians revered all cats.
Neither.
Black and otherwise, and it was there that the belief began that a black cat crossing your path brings good luck. Their positive reputation is recorded again much later in the early 17th century in England. King Charles I kept and treasured a black cat as a pet. Upon its death, he is said to have lamented that his luck was gone. The supposed truth of the superstition was reinforced when he was arrested the very next day and charged with high treason. That is bad luck.
Hmm.
During the Middle Ages, people in many other parts of Europe held quite the opposite belief. They thought black cats were the familiars or companions of witches, or even witches themselves in disguise, and that a black cat crossing your path was an indication of a bad luck, a sign that the devil was watching you. This seems to have been the dominant belief held by the pilgrims when they came to America, perhaps explaining the strong association between black cats and witchcraft that exists in the country to this day. Boom. One more reach. Let's crack through him.
Come on, Tessie.
Hanging a horseshoe. The horseshoe is considered to be good luck charm in a wide range of cultures. Belief in its magical power traces back to the Greeks, who thought the element iron had the ability to ward off evil. Not only were horseshoes wrought of iron, they also took the shape of a crescent moon in 4th century Greece, for the Greeks a symbol of fertility and good fortune. Wasn't it just to like go around their feet?
Well, horseshoes.
Yeah, And they're not designed for the feet. Like they're saying that they were made into the shape of a crescent moon.
Well, it just means they were also the same shape as a crescent moon.
Yeah.
But they're not, it's not quite, crescent moons are less...
Yeah, what they're saying is it's like a horseshoe is for the shoe, but also it's the same shape as a crescent moon, which was good luck as well, sort of thing.
Yeah. Mm.
He's not saying like they made it in the shape of a crescent moon.
Basically, yeah. It was one of those people that we hate where they're like, oh, if you kind of look at it like this and move it that way, it looks like this, that, which
Obama
is lucky.
Obama predicted.
Oh, I hated that. Obama. I hated that more the second time I listened to it.
So stupid. So angry. Carry on, Tiffy.
The belief in the talismanic powers of the horseshoes passed from the Greeks to the Romans, and from them to the Christians in the British Isles in the Middle Ages. When fear of witchcraft was rampant, people attached horseshoes open end up to the sides of their houses and doors. People thought the witches feared horses and would shy away from any reminders of them.
Shy horse. Shy away.
Shy away from a horse. Wow. These reasons, do you think they're real or rubs?
What do you mean?
Do you think these are actually the real reasons? Are they the real reasons?
They're sure? The real reasons, as far as I'm concerned.
They according, just feel so like flimsy, don't they?
But according to LifeScience.com,
something flimsy like that, happens and then it goes on. And you don't know why you're doing
what's
it.
What's like a modern one? Can we think of a modern?
A modern superstition.
Yeah, like a modern even just a modern saying. Even just a modern anything that catches on.
Are you having a laugh? I think I'm gonna laugh.
What, like a modern, like something that we all do, I guess.
Yeah, because everything that catches on is always trivial.
But do they, yeah, I guess that's a good question. Is that, do any of these surprise you, or do they sound?
No, they're nothing, they all just seem so like really like, oh really? Like not anything crazy?
Yeah, not necessarily like underwhelming. I was thinking today when I was looking at them, I was like, well, they're not underwhelming, they're just a bit like, oh, right.
Yeah, it's like, oh, okay.
Why would you hold on to that for centuries?
Yeah, something that's gone on for so long would be more like crazy to begin with, but it's like not.
See, I think these ones would be starting from something really simple and then Chinese whispers over the years.
Yeah.
So they probably just, by the end of the thing, you're just like, Chinese well, how whispers. Did this start?
Am I allowed to keep that in? Because that's a racist expression.
Is it really?
Yeah, because it's talking about how...
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh
yeah,
my god, that's amazing! That's racist as fuck!
Oh god, okay.
Carry on.
Like a modern version of it, I guess, would be, it'd have to be something to do with your phone. Like, or using technology, checking like checking your, I don't know.
Checking the phone all the time.
Get my phone.
Yeah, or like relying on your phone too much, so, I don't know.
I like anything modern, like, has to be something to do with your phone. You get phantom buzzes, do you get that?
Yeah. And you look at it, you're like,
I hate it. Yeah, you feel like it vibrated in your pocket and check it, and it's like nothing.
Yeah.
It's just your leg making that thing because it's so used to it.
It's just a black dog licking your balls.
Exactly, as the old saying goes, like a black dog licking your balls. Yeah, it's just a phantom buzz.
Like a dog having a shit. Prairie dogging. That's a superstition.
Prairie dogging.
Okay, opening an umbrella indoors.
This one, by the way, before you read it, is probably my favourite, or like one of the ones that
I was really?
Like,
oh. Do you add it?
No.
Okay, I'll try and give it a bit of gusto. Opening an umbrella indoors. In Extraordinary Origins of Everyday Things, Harper, 1989, the scientist and author Charles Penati wrote, in 18th century London, where metal-spoked waterproof umbrellas began to become a common rainy day sight, Their stiff, clumsy spring mechanism made them veritable hazards to open indoors. A rigidly spoked umbrella opening suddenly in a small room could seriously injure an adult or child, or shatter a frangible object.
Frangible.
Yeah, it means fragile, right?
I think it probably means
fragile. It's just frangible.
It's like a tangible fragile.
Well, if you're listening and you work at alivescience.com, sort your
Yeah,
you're out.
Supposed to be scientists. Or shatter a frangible object.
Oh, don't. We always like scientists off on this show.
Even a minor accident could provoke unpleasant words or a minor quarrel. Themselves strokes of bad luck in a family or among friends. Thus, the superstition arose as a deterrent to opening an umbrella indoors. So they just started it up to stop people doing it.
Yeah.
They just made up a superstition. They're like, people follow superstitions, just tell them it's unlucky.
Silly, isn't it? Like, oh, it's just...
That is brilliant.
It's great, isn't it? Yeah. I think we should do that more often.
What don't you...
Oh, I'll tell you what the modern equivalent is. Like, you'll get square eyes if you watch TV too close.
Yeah, it's bullshit, isn't it?
I don't remember.
I believed that when I was a kid.
Or eating your greens and put hairs on your chest.
I ate too many greens.
Yeah.
What if we?
I had so many greens, they're on my balls as well. Oh, sorry.
I'm going to stop eating greens.
What if we pump the superstition into North Korea that if you keep testing missiles that you'll get like a big nose or something? That might stop them.
Why a big nose?
Well, I don't know. They don't want it. Big noses, do they?
No, I think it's more like...
going to hold it in. Mm. It was going to...
I think you'll find that like it's just if they carry on testing their missiles, they're going to get...
Yeah, you're going to die. That's enough of deterring and blowing out.
You're going to get shat on by a high.
Everyone loses if we bomb them. Oh,
I know.
It? Like,
last one, what is it?
This is the last one. Breaking a mirror brings you 7 years of bad luck.
Does it?
Well, in ancient Greece, it's always the ancient Greeks, isn't it?
Wow.
Isn't the ancient Greek? Why is it always them that have ruined it?
Because I just did everything.
It was common for people to consult mirror seers.
Right.
Who told their fortunes by analysing their reflections. As the historian Milton Goldsmith recorded in his book Signs, Omens and Superstitions, divination was performed by means of water and a looking glass. This was called... Catoptromancy? Catoptromancy?
Yeah, that'll
do. The mirror was dipped into the water... How mental is this? The mirror is dipped into the water and a sick person was asked to look into the glass. If his image appeared distorted, he was likely to die. If clear, he would live.
Hmm.
In the 1st century AD, the Romans added a caveat to the superstition. At that time, it was believed that people's health changed in seven-year cycles. A distorted image resulting from a broken mirror therefore meant 7 years of ill health and misfortune rather than outright death.
Interesting, isn't it? 7 years... 7 years bad luck, 7 year cycles, 7 year itch.
Yeah.
What is it about 7 years?
I know.
Every seven years, you go, your whole body
has renewed itself.
Yeah, yeah.
You said this on another episode.
Was it 7 years?
I can't remember if it was 7 years. You did say a number.
Google it. While you're Googling it.
Your cells renew every 7 years, the same, you said.
Whilst you're all looking at Google this, I'm just going to go through a few more quickly.
How many years did it take for the cells to renew in a human body?
Whilst you're researching that, there were a few more superstitions that I wanted to know the origins of, and I just tried to find as many as I could. I didn't get all of them. Shooting stars, wishing on a shooting star is to do, again, ancient Greeks believed, why is it always, get their fingers in every pie. They believed it was a sign the gods were looking down on them, so you would wish, like a prayer,
star. And we win the lottery.
Yeah. Chucking a coin in the fountain.
Coin in the pudding.
Coin
in the fountain.
Romans believed that you were appeasing the water gods, giving money to them.
Who were the Roman water gods?
Don't know. Waterus. Aqueous.
Is it?
No. Bride not looking at the bride on the day of the wedding is just down to the fact that she may get cold feet.
Oh.
And carrying
she might be in her pants.
Exactly.
You're not supposed to do that until later.
Not if you've done it in traditionally. Carrying the bride over a threshold, apparently this is mental. It's just bad luck if she trips.
Really?
But then what if you trip and then both of you end up smashing your nuts
together?
Rumpy pumpy on the wedding day. What else? Wishbones.
Williams Wish Wellingtons.
Williams Wish what?
Did you watch that?
Yeah. That was great.
Of course you did. You just sang the song.
I didn't sing the song. I forgot the words, even though you just told
Wellington.
Me.
Wellington. The word you forgot was Wellington's.
I did that because I was reading the next sentence, so I can't read and sing at the same time.
It's 7 years replaced itself.
Is it? Wow, there you go. 7777.
There we go.
7 year itch. It's because you're not even the same person. I wonder you're
also linked to astrology.
No.
So you've got 1 year left.
Nah, because you've got...
It's their 6 year anniversary. So then
but then is it 7 years when you're married, or is it when you've been together?
When you get married, it starts again, mate.
No, it doesn't.
Next year, you're going to get cold feet.
7 years from when you're born, isn't it?
No, we're talking about 7 year itch when you're with someone.
Oh, is it?
When you get, after we've been with someone 7 years, they say you get like both get itchy feet.
Rachel and I have been together for nearly 12 years.
And if you last more than 7 years, you normally just last.
Hmm. It's also, if you've been friends with someone for longer than 7 years, you'll be friends with them for life.
That's like, yeah that we said sense. That before, because
We've
been a big one loving.
For fucking... Too many years, isn't it?
Nearly it's probably nearly 15 years.
Wow. That makes you feel fucking old.
Yeah. Half my life.
Well, I met Tiss when I was 17.
Yeah.
Okay, so maybe a bit less for you, but...
So that's 12 years.
I guess maybe...
And I've known you for a few years more than that.
Yeah, so maybe
probably about 15 years.
That's mental. So, yeah, you're stuck with me for life, mate.
That's mental, isn't it?
Sorry about that.
I've been back at 8 years.
Well, me and Rachel have been together for about 12 years, I think. 11 years. Wishbones.
Yeah.
Wishbones were used in divination rituals. So you'd split it.
Yeah.
And then you'd use the, like, whatever grindy, powdery stuff fell from the crack.
Of the wishbone.
When you split it.
Like the marrow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then you use that in a divination ritual. And finally, you shoes on the table, putting new shoes on the table... they used to do that when miners died. They used to put their shoes or like kids. A new pair of shoes on a table.
Do you mean miners in the mine, do you mean children?
No, not
or?
Kids. Yeah, right. Miners as in mining for coal.
As in like the enemy of Thatcher.
Yeah, yeah. Miners. Not children.
As in British people.
generations.
No, miners, as in they're living, doing... You know,
yeah, they mine.
Coaling. Coaling.
Coaling.
Coaling.
Coaling.
This is the captain of your ship.
No.
Coaling.
Jolene.
Jolene. You know when, like, a footballer metaphorically hangs up their boots? That's what they, you know, that's right.
They get
when
bronzed.
They retire, they hang up their, they say, oh, I've hung up my boots.
So they get in bronze.
If they're playing football, they have to metaphorically do it. They've got their own boots.
I hung up my trowel.
Yeah, you hang it up, don't you? Well, that's the you would put their boots on the table. So it's considered bad luck because people would do that. So you don't put the shoes.
It's bad luck if you hung up your things.
If you put shoes, a pair of new shoes on the table, people are like, oh, don't do that because you're going to die. Or, I don't know, something like that.
I'll do that.
You know, we were...
Everything you said, I'll do that.
You know, you were talking earlier about...
It's right. My lucky number.
Just see a cat just walk
it's
past.
My lucky number, not unlucky.
Okay.
I love it.
Carry on.
So we're just going to probably finish, I guess, with this video. So this is actually a TED Ed,
mm-hmm.
Which I think are great.
Mm-hmm.
Little 5-minute clips, you know, that are quite on an interesting topic. So this is talks a little bit about where superstitions come from, but also why do people believe superstitions? Why, you know, so kind of answering my thought at the beginning, really, like, why do people believe in them? Like, what if they're so ancient, why would people keep on doing it out of habit? Like, why is it something that we do?
Okay.
Are you afraid of black cats? Would you open an umbrella indoors? And how do you feel about the number 13?
Love it.
Whether or not you believe in them, you're probably familiar with a few of these superstitions. So how did it happen that people all over the world knock on wood or avoid stepping on sidewalk cracks? Well, although they have no basis in science, many of these weirdly specific beliefs and practices do have equally weird and specific origins. Because they involve supernatural causes, it's no surprise that many superstitions are based in religion. For example, the number 13 was associated with the biblical Last Supper, where Jesus Christ dined with his 12 disciples just before being arrested and crucified. The resulting idea that having 13 people at a table was bad luck eventually expanded into 13 being an unlucky number in general. Now, this fear of the number 13, called triskaidekaphobia, is so common that many buildings around the world skip the 13th floor, with the numbers going straight from 12 to 14. Of course, many people consider the story of the Last Supper to be true, but other superstitions come from religious traditions that few people believe in or even remember. Knocking on wood is thought to come from the folklore of the ancient Indo-Europeans, or possibly people who predated them, who believed that trees were home to various spirits. Touching a tree would invoke the protection or blessing of the spirit within. And somehow, this tradition survived long after belief in these spirits had faded away. Many superstitions common today in countries from Russia to Ireland are thought to be remnants of the pagan religions that Christianity replaced. But not all superstitions are religious. Some are just based on unfortunate coincidences and associations. For example, many Italians fear the number 17, because the Roman numeral XVII can be rearranged to form the word vixi, meaning my life had ended. Similarly, the word for the number 4 sounds almost identical to the word for death in Cantonese, as well as languages like Japanese and Korean that have borrowed Chinese numerals. And since the number 1 also sounds like the word for must, the number 14 sounds like the phrase must die. That's a lot of numbers for elevators in international hotels to avoid. And believe it or not, some superstitions actually make sense. Or at least they did until we forgot their original purpose. For example, theater scenery used to consist of large painted backdrops raised and lowered by stagehands who would whistle to signal each other. Absent-minded whistles from other people could cause an accident, but the taboo against whistling backstage still exists today, long after the stagehands started using radio headsets. Along the same lines, lighting 3 cigarettes from the same match really could cause bad luck, if you were a soldier in a foxhole, where keeping a match lit too long could draw attention from an enemy sniper. Most smokers no longer have to worry about snipers, but the superstition lives on. So why do people cling to these bits of forgotten religions, coincidences, and outdated advice? Aren't they being totally irrational? Well, yes. But for many people, superstitions are based more on cultural habit than conscious belief. After all, no one is born knowing to avoid walking under ladders or whistling indoors. But if you grow up being told by your family to avoid these things, chances are they'll make you uncomfortable even after you logically understand that nothing bad will happen. And since doing something like knocking on wood doesn't require much effort, following the superstition is often easier than consciously resisting it. Besides, superstitions often do seem to work. Maybe you remember hitting a home run while wearing your lucky socks. This is just our psychological bias at work. You're far less likely to remember all the times you struck out while wearing the same socks. But believing that they work could actually make you play better by giving you the illusion of having greater control over events. So in situations where that confidence can make a difference, like sports, those crazy superstitions might not be so crazy after all.
Wow. Well, we hung out for that little cat sound effect.
Yeah.
So what did you guys think to the... Well, for you it's just commentary, I suppose, but for the to the video.
We didn't see the video. Oh, what they're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, like just kind of what we've been saying.
Yeah.
Before.
Yeah. I couldn't help but think when he was talking about lucky socks and doing things and attributing it to an action you've done.
Yeah, yeah.
Of your laugh, the episode of Malcolm.
Right, Malcolm in the Middle, yeah.
Where they go bowling and it's like the parallels between Lois taking them bowling and Hal taking them bowling and Hal ends up just playing on his own. and getting a strike.
Malcolm episode.
And it like he keeps
every time
doing
he picks up
little
a
things.
New superstition, he keeps doing it. So in the end, his whole role is like.
I hear it.
Watch it. You gotta watch it.
But yeah, it is daft, isn't it? But we all do. Oh, we must have little stories like that, or things that we've done similar to that. That's yeah, you just can't help attribute it. And he's right. Like you'll
I used
probably
to have a jumper,
forget,
which I used to call my pulling jumper.
Really?
Yeah. And every time I
that explains
went
so
out,
much about you.
Whenever I went out in this certain jumper, I would always get chatting to a lady.
And pull a girl.
Yeah.
Pull. I didn't have anything like that, but I suppose another reference would be Will Smith's lucky draws in Fresh Prince.
Yeah, yeah.
We all have stuff like that. Yeah, so superstitions. I guess we'll leave it there. That really took a lot longer than I thought it would.
Not to go through that. It's because we went off topic so
much. We've been in
a
giddy mood tonight.
I'm going to have to leave in stuff I would normally cut for Rubs just because it's been most of the episode.
Yeah.
Is us messing around.
I've been listening to so many podcasts recently and all the personal stuff that I love.
Yeah, that's what people say.
People go off topic.
Yeah.
Joe Rogan.
We had some amazing messages today. They were like, I've been trying to listen to all the podcasts, but it's so boring after listening to yours.
Oh, good.
It's because we roll with it. And it's just like a normal conversation. People are like...
It's because we actually know each other. A lot of people who do podcasts, they haven't known each other for, like we were just saying, 12, 15 years.
Yeah.
They just sort of like get together to do a podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
So they come back to me, haha, thanks, Beef.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
We would be saying the same shit if we wasn't recording. Apart from that, to the educational stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think, like, hopefully you found that interesting.
Yeah, you know, superstitions isn't even a topic I've even thought about doing.
No.
But it's really interesting.
Yeah, because it is weird. Mm. Or they're all very weird. And if we're honest, you know, when I see people knocking on wood or doing something like that, that to me, I often feel like, oh, is that what people feel like when I tell them I'm a Christian? People are like, there's no logic to that at all. Like, do you know what I mean? I feel like that. Well, people, like, don't walk on, you know, mind the cracks. Don't, you know, or you see people in the streets doing things like that.
Yeah.
I often look at them and think,
thou shalt not steal.
Yeah. Or murder.
What are the
people.
Commandments?
There's.
Come on, Christian boy.
Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not murder. Covet, don't cover.
What's
don't,
covet?
Coveting, like, so getting jealous over things.
Right, okay.
So it says don't cover your neighbour's wife.
Oh, okay.
Or goat.
Or goat.
Joking. I think the covet the goat is like a saying, though, isn't it? It's like,
don't... Cover a goat? Is that really a saying? I thought you were making it up.
Like, to cover the goat is one of the sayings, but people always... Isn't it? Don't covet your neighbour's goat is one of the...
Covet, and then it lists a
don't
number
of
things that you shouldn't
things.
Cover. Yeah.
All right.
But I guess adulteries
goat, in that
and
time, livestock. Like,
yeah. Well, just
bearing
in general,
false
like,
witness.
I bet in this day and age, would
false,
be
false witness is lying, is it?
Yeah, so a bit in court.
Right, okay.
Don't bear false, which is why the Americans, or, well, actually.
Swear on the Bible.
Do you swear on the Bible over here if you appear in court?
Don't think so.
Don't do you?
I think that's
why they do that.
That's an American thing.
Yeah.
But I was not a defendant.
You were in the jury, weren't you?
No, I didn't do that in the end. But
oh, yeah, you had to cancel it.
To get out of it.
Which never happens, apparently.
So I'm gonna. This, I guess, this will
wait,
be.
Wait, so what are the other four commandments, mate?
Oh,
thou shalt
stealing,
not
murder.
Recite
oh,
graven images.
Honor your mother and father.
Yeah, graven images.
That's idolatry.
What's that?
Don't have any gods other than me.
What right. A different religion the Christian religion would be if the guy who wrote Fight Club did like the Bible. First commandment, don't talk about the commandments. Second rule, don't steal.
Okay. Yes, I guess that
do
would
you
be
follow
different.
The Ten Commandments? Obviously not, because you can't even list them.
I guess in some sense, it's like, they're all like...
They're all pretty obvious.
Apart from like having... Like some people won't... Like if you don't believe in God, why would you choose to... Of course, you wouldn't even think idolatry is a thing. So I think apart from that one, I think most
any
other people would
does, yeah.
would follow all of them.
You're not allowed to be jealous, though.
Well, people can be jealous. I think that one is that one. Although it is a commandment, that's surely just good sense. Like being having jealousy is not good for you.
You got to learn to be happy with what you've got.
It's more of a guide, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
It's just like, oh, just don't fucking...
But it's like, don't covet your neighbour's wife, isn't it? Don't worry about your neighbour's wife, love your own.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
What if you own next door's house?
Own it.
Then you are the neighbour. So don't covet your own wife.
Don't covet your own wife. Yeah, that's confusing.
Dipped. I'm kind of glad that took up a whole episode, because I think the other stuff will probably take a long time. So I think this is going to be another series type thing.
Mm. Everyone's a series now because we get chatting.
I know, because we just get chatting. We'll and get that, chatting. Really, if we didn't chat as much and we didn't know each other, we would fly through these things.
Yeah, yeah. And it'd be boring. It'd be a boring show.
Yeah, exactly. So let me just...
It wouldn't be the award-winning Weird Tales and the Unexplainable.
Oh, I should have done the introduction. And...
You got to do the introduction again. Oh, no, you haven't. You just got to say the... what.
How are we going to make that sound authentic? Am I just... So tonight we're going to talk...
So what's today's topic, Beef?
Tonight we're going to talk about superstition.
Oh.
Yeah, it's interesting, right?
Yeah, I haven't thought about doing that before.
No. I just like superstitions.
There you go.
Okay, so that pretty much wraps it up. I hope you enjoyed it. If you've been listening to it, I hope you enjoy it. If you have any other superstitious beliefs, or if you believe in them yourself and you're angry that I have berated you a bit and said that you're irrational.
Have we missed any really obvious ones?
Yeah, I don't think I did, but I'm sure I have. I'm sure there must be other ones that I've forgotten, so get in touch
with. Do you live somewhere else in the world? Because we have listeners all over the world. And you got a really weird one, like a weird superstition, which is like in your country. I'd love to hear that.
Like... black dogs.
About black dogs licking your balls.
Yeah, that's superstitious.
Bad luck or good luck.
Yeah. I've been berated for my beliefs.
Yeah, we berate all
the time. Everyone's been berated. Hemp boy.
So is that what we got?
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
And if they want to find us online, it's...
WeirdTalesAndTheUnexplainable.com.
Yes. And on there, they can find us on Twitter.
Sissy baby.
Well, they can just press the Twitter buttons on the website. Just go on the website. It's got Twitters. It's got Facebooks. It's got donate buttons. It's got links to Patreon, which is patreon.com/WeirdTalesAndTheUnexplainable. There's tiers. Eventually, we're going to have $1, $2, $3, $4, $5 tiers a month, and you get different rewards for each of them. The $4 tiers come in this month with a sideshow called Ask Weird Tales, where we tackle everyone's relationship and life advice, give advice to those things, their problems. Let us know if you've got any. And also just any general questions. And then I'm working on a $5 tier one right now. So Patreon stuff, there's some really good Patreon stuff going on. And I do chuck extra bits every now and then as well. Yeah, there's all sorts on there. Amazing. So go on there and have a look if you want to chip in a dollar or two a month. And if you want to contact us, unexplainableuk@mail.com. Boom. Listener of the week?
Am I supposed to?
No, I've got one, yeah.
Good, I knew you were.
I hope I pronounced your name right. So I've been talking to a listener over the last week. She became a Patreon.
Good girl.
And she also helped us out with some, let's just say, marketing things. So I'm going to pronounce her name right, I hope. It's Adriana Garnier, and I'm pretty sure that's how you pronounce your surname. So if I'm wrong, let me know. But Adriana Garnier, you are Listener of the Week this week.
Thanks, Adriana. Thanks for listening.
And had some great emails from her over the last week, and she's really helped us out.
Listener of the Week.
I keep saying this like to myself around like as I think about it. How amazing are our listeners?
Yeah.
If you listen to our show, I can't tell you how thankful I am.
And get involved, like get chatting to us, because we have this core group of listeners who we just like we chat to. They contact us when the new episode goes up. It's great. It's a really nice little community, and it's all just like good people.
Yeah, we don't let any
terrors in.
No. And tell your friends, put us out there a bit. To let them know what they're missing out on. And go and rate and review us on iTunes. We've got some really nice ratings recently. So, yeah, I really appreciate that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And some people who have, set up iTunes accounts just to give us one.
Cool.
So, until next time.
See you later.
Come on, you've got to use
How can I make a pun out of that? I tried in the car and I couldn't think of anything.
Don't
walk on the cracks.
Don't be superstitious. Don't be if you want.
Well, if you want to be superstitious, just make sure you're not harming yourself or other people. And
it's so hard to make a pun out of until next
time. Don't be superstitious, but superstitions are born out of fear. Don't fear anything.
We've done 94 of these episodes. Hard to come up with puns.
You do realise we've probably only done about 20 puns.
Yeah. A little shit.
Yeah. So until next time, superstitious you later.
Oh, it's bad. That's so bad. I'll tell you.
Yeah, I'll tell you that.
Satisfying blend of cool, light dairy rice with a delicious serving of fruit. Eat a Muller rice and give hunger the heave-ho.
Hey, anyone listening, if you want to give me a job.
I enjoy my job.
What if someone rang you from America?
I would love it. I can work freelance. I'll move over if it's good enough.
Yeah, right.
Honestly, I'm not joking.
Williams, wish were...
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.